This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Now, the Sensex and the Nifty hit one-month lows yesterday, the Nifty slipping below the 200-day moving average of 17,164 intraday, and there was large selling from foreign investors as well. FII sold almost 6,400 crores in the cash markets, and if you look at a breakup, then the large selling came in from Infosys and the HDFC twins. Infosys saw 3,000 crores of delivery selling post a week set of numbers, while both HDFC Bank and HDFC put together saw 3,700 crores of selling. The domestic institutions, though, made up by buying about 3,300 crores, but largely the flows have been on the negative side. The US markets ended with mild losses as well. The Dow was down about 40 points. Comments coming in from James Bullard that there could be a 75 basis points hike in rates if required. That could add to more pressures on the equity markets globally. Oil has been rising as well as the Libya outage has added to the Russian supply fears. Brent crude is back above $113 a barrel, and gold has hit a one-month high on rising inflation and the Ukraine war. But this morning, the SGX Nifty is suggesting a mild positive opening. Let's see if that lasts. A couple of crucial levels to watch on the downside is the 200-day moving average of 17,164. There are some results today. ACC, L&T Info, Mastek and Tata Steel Long Products will be announcing numbers. And Mindtree reported a good set of numbers where they've managed to hold on to their margin guidance, and it's been the fifth consecutive quarter of a 5% growth. So those are the stocks to focus on. Thanks a lot for listening in to the Market Podcast.